Good evening, this is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, and a bit of everything. As usual, we'll be filling you in with the gig and club guide for the next fortnight or so, and also generally nattering about stuff and things in the goth and industrial scene. Okay, we opened there with Smoke by Seabound. That's off No Sleep Demon. And we're going to continue with the tunes for the moment. And going to go a bit old school now. Going to go with some old Cure.
Thank you.
Okay, that was very obviously Love Will Tear Us Apart by the fantastic Joy Division. And before that, we played The Cure with a Kyoto song. Quite an old track, and one that I don't think gets played far too anywhere near enough. So, yeah, we thought we'd play some old stuff and stuff a bit different. Right, okay, we're going to round up the club and gigs for the next couple of weeks in the area. On Friday the 29th of April, we have Dead Stars at Barfono in Leeds. EBM Electro Industrial Noise Night, a bit of everything there, and free prize draw to win Wumpscut's latest limited CD box set Evoke. So 9 p.m. till 2 a.m, £3 before 11, £4 after. More information at www.deadstars.org.uk. That's a good little night, and it seemed to happen quite randomly, unfortunately, because I haven't got a permanent slot anywhere in Leeds, so get there once you can. Okay, also on that same Friday we have Integration. So if EBM Industrial isn't your thing, it's Industrial Punk 80s... just Industrial Punk at Integration. No 80s goth and no EBM there. It's more the guitar, noisy stuff. Now, that's at the George, Great George Street in Leeds. £3 in, 8 p.m. till 1 a.m. More information at www.integrationv1.co.uk. Following that, on Saturday the 30th of April, we have Black Veil at the Adelphi on Dock Street in Leeds. Now, that's kind of death, goth, death rock, electro and dark wave, very kind of dark and mainly German stuff. It's not a night I get to particularly often, but well worth checking out. £2.50 on the door, 7 p.m. till 11. I believe it's generally pub hours because it's in the function room upstairs in the Angel. More information at livejournal.com/users/gogpromotions. That seems to be where they're doing all their information. And following that, on Sunday, the 1st of May, we have Black Sheep Live. Now, this is Black Sheep's 5th birthday, apparently. I didn't realise it'd been going that long. This is at the Basement in Leeds, and being at the Basement, it's having some bands on. So we've got Killing Miranda, Screaming Banshee Air Crew, and Action Direct. 7 p.m. till... Ooh, I think that's a late one. I think because of the bank holiday, that's going till about 2 a.m. £4.50 on the door. More information at www.sheepish.net/live. And following that, we have the Friday Flock on Friday the 6th of May at Barfono in Leeds, 9 p.m. till 2 a.m, £2 in before 10, and then it gets slightly there afterwards. More information at www.fridayflock.net, and that's a good all-round goth night. Okay, right, I think I've been nattering a bit too much. What was that, Steph?
Sorry about that, but some breaking news.
What's that?
R.I.P. Carpe Noctem.
I was going to mention that in next week's, because I believe there's a final one happening about May the 19th. I don't have the exact dates in front of me, but yes. The last Carpe Noctem, the last good goth night in Bradford is shutting down, but we'll get you more details about that nearer the time. So, yeah, they're having a grand finale in May, so we'll see how that goes.
And I hear from Howard... the guy who runs it, he's looking for a alternative venue.
Yes, we don't know any details about that yet. He's keeping that close to his chest.
Yeah, he is,
but
yeah.
That's obviously the way you want to do it. You don't want to start dodgy rumours until you've got a guaranteed venue. I appreciate he's probably looking around, didn't they? Carpe Noctem will resurface somewhere, I believe, in my heart of hearts. We'll just have to keep our eyes open. Okay, shall we carry on with the tunes then, Steph?
Yes, and this is the brand new Nine Inch Nails single, At Last, and it's called The Hand That Feeds.
Can you get up off your knees? could cross the line. I wish I was half as good as you think I am. Now that we know for sure that telling lies when they say no one gets hurt and never nobody dies, you know it's hard to believe anything that you hear. They say the world is round. I wish I was as big as you. We'd have to tell. I'd be nothing you could hurt, nothing you could hear. Now that we know for sure they're telling lies when they say no one gets hurt and never nobody dies, you know it's hard to believe anything that you hear. They say the world is round, the world is round.
Okay, this is DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. Right, we mixed things up a little there. We went and took a couple more stereotypically mainstream bands, but they've certainly started out with their kind of more gothy alternative roots. That was Garbage with Metal Heart. Now, that's taken off their latest album, Bleed Like Me. And before that, you heard Nine Inch Nails with the new single, The Hand That Feeds. So, yeah, right, we're going to try and cover a bit of what's going on new. What releases and things have you been listening to then, Steph?
Well, I got the new Garbage album the other day called Bleed Like Me, and I'll be honest, it was one of those random like purchases, because to be honest, I wasn't a fan of their last effort, Beautiful. Right. Garbage. I liked a couple of tracks.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought
it was a bit of an impulse purchase.
Yeah, so. So I bought it and I listened to it and I thought, great, they're going back to what Version do, and their debut, I think it was self-titled.
Yeah, Garbage, yes.
Yeah. And and I was like very happy. With it, because
the good old stuff.
It's like yes, this is how a garbage album should sound like.
Was it an instant grower on you, or did you have to listen to it a couple of times?
No. The track which stuck out for me was the track that you just heard. It was Metal Heart, and but there's a track on the album called "Sex Is Not the Enemy." Brilliant title for a song. That's just me. And and Dependent Records very kindly sent me a CD by a debutante to the scene called Auto Aggression. Now, I'm going to do my best to pronounce the album title, because it's German. Gerauschinformatik.
I think that's the best any of us could do, actually. Okay. I don't think I could get closer than that.
And it's... apparently it means Noise Information Society.
And that fits in with our industrial angle to stuff.
Oh, I was... I put it on and I thought, yes, this is good. Think Seabound's like pop sensibilities and these soundscapes which they create, and then you take a really kind of noisy industrial, electro
things like the Azoic and things like that. The real
more like Dulce Liquido.
Even proper noisy stuff.
Yeah, which I'm like, this is good. But anyway, less chat from me. And this is a track from that album called Reflector. We'll be right back.
And all through them was prophesying the old of the new world's worth. For each age is a dream that's dying, or one that's coming to birth.
Turning back, I'm merging oceans. give it back to you. Break the loop of life, it's time for your return. Back among the living, welcome and goodbye. Birds in little cages, all believe in freedom. We provide solutions for a better living.
Listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there Covenant, the fantastic Covenant with Monochrome, and Covenant are of course headlining at this year's Infest later on in August over in Bradford, here in Bradford actually. The fantastic Covenant, and we're all very much looking forward to seeing them and the other great bands that have been lined up for Infest this year. Before that, we had Rotosand with Merging Oceans. Rotosand, who we played you some of last fortnight, the last show, and we're just kind of choosing the most smashing tracks we can find off the album that we've got our hands on so far. So there you go, that was Merging Oceans. And before that was Reflector by Otto Aggression, of which was a find by Mr. Steph over there, which is all good stuff. And I've got a good feeling we'll be very likely playing more of their stuff, because it was actually really quite fab, and as Steph said, that kind of industrial noise but quite melodic at the same time. So that kind of
that's exactly why I liked it.
Yeah, it's the right
anyway,
mix for me.
But
yes.
Anyway, shall we stop yapping and get some music on?
Shall we play some? Yeah, more tunes. Right, here is a track by the Retrozic called Ground.
Ground Zero.
Oh, Ground Zero. Oh.
The state of our union. freaking out.
Trey Woodward.
This is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there, God Module with Victims Amongst Friends.
Their newest EP.
Is that their newest release?
Yeah. Yep.
That was fantastic. That was nice and stompy, and we were jumping around the studio to that. And before that, we had the Retrozic with Ground Zero, which, again, little fantastic track that I just found hidden away on a compilation album. Right, just wanted to mention our website, which is www.darksimulation.org, and you can find show archives and track listings and all kinds of stuff on there. And just to generally say thank you for listening and goodbye, and we'll be back in about a fortnight.
And we shall leave you with Wolfsheim.
This is Touch.
When I touch you, feeling your skin. When I touch you, deep within, I break your silence on your way to me.
Roaming where your river seems so deep.